is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the ideals of Sri Narayana Guru are a great treasure for all of humanity. He described the revered social reformer as a beacon of light for those committed to serving the country and society. The Prime Minister was speaking at the centenary celebration of the historic conversation between two of India's greatest spiritual and moral leaders, Sri Narayana Guru and Mahatma Gandhi, held in New Delhi today. He said the historic conversation between Sri Narayana Guru and Mahatma Gandhi held a century ago at Shivagiri Math gave new direction to the freedom movement and continues to inspire India's journey towards Vikasit Bharat. He added that throughout history, whenever India has faced challenges, visionary leaders have emerged to guide the nation forward. Mr. Modi said Sri Narayana Guru envisioned a society free of all forms of discrimination. He emphasized that today India is working with a saturation approach to eliminate every possibility of discrimination in line with that vision.
Sri Narayana Guru ne virodh ki parwah nahi ki. Wo kathinaiyon se nahi dare kyunki unka vishwas samrasta aur samanta mein tha. उनका विश्वास सत्य सेवा और सौहार्द में था यही प्रेरणा हमें सबका साथ सबका विकास का रास्ता दिखाती है यही विश्वास हमें उस भारत के निर्माण के लिए ताकत देता है जहां अंतिम पायदान पर खड़ा व्यक्ति हमारी पहली प्राथमिकता है.
Reflecting on the personal inspiration he draws from the Guru, the Prime Minister said whenever he takes major decisions for the oppressed and deprived sections of society, he remembers Gurudev. He added that 100 years ago, when people feared speaking against societal evils, Sri Narayana Guru stood firm, guided by truth, service and a deep belief in harmony and equality. Mr. Modi said this inspiration continues to guide the nation on the path of Sabka Vikas. The Prime Minister underlined that while Sri Narayana Guru's teachings were rooted in yoga and Vedanta, he also believed that spiritual progress must go hand in hand with social reform. The announcement of a ceasefire between Iran and Israel has brought temporary relief to millions of civilians caught in the crossfire. U.S. President Donald Trump, who described the conflict as a 12-day war, said both sides had reached out to his administration almost simultaneously seeking peace. The ceasefire was declared after Iranian state media announced that a truce had been imposed on the enemy following what Tehran called a military response to U.S. aggression. The announcement came hours after Iran launched missile strikes targeting a U.S. base in Qatar, a retaliatory move that marked a major escalation and brought American forces directly into the regional conflict. In response to heightened tensions in conflict-affected areas in West Asia, 2,295 Indian nationals have now been brought home from Iran under Operation Sindhu. An Indian Air Force C-17 flight also evacuated 165 Indian nationals from Israel under Operation Sindhu. The aircraft came from Amman to New Delhi this morning. The evacuees were received by Minister of State for Information, Broadcasting and Parliamentary Affairs, Dr. L. Murugan, upon their arrival in the national capital. Talking to media, Dr. Murugan said the passengers belong to 22 different states and they are all very happy to be back in the country.
Second aircraft from Israel came here. Almost 165 passengers are landed here. We welcomed them. And these 165 passengers from various 22 state peoples are there. They are all students and various work they are doing. Our government's priority, our Prime Minister Sri Narendra Modi's priority is to that wherever the war situation is there or our Indians and our Indian diaspora peoples are struck to evacuate, our priority, our Prime Minister's priority to evacuate them to safely to our nation, safely to our country.
The benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading around 1.2% up in afternoon trade today, tracking global relief rally amid hopes of de-escalation in the West Asia conflict. On the sectoral front, barring media, all other sectors were trading with strong gains. And with that, we end this news bulletin.